We've heard from the rural City of Murray Bridge Mayor Brenton Lewis about the success of the Maipalonga community winning the 2022 Ag Town of the Year Award. Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development Claire Scriven joins me now. Hi there, Claire.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And it's known as Small and Mighty, Maipalonga. Great to see a wonderful Murraylands community get recognised this year.
It really is good. I was at the awards at Mount Barker on Friday night and there were representatives from all of the five finalist towns. And Maipo was certainly small but mighty in terms of their enthusiasm during the awards ceremony. But it's really, really good to see Maipo recognised. The Agricultural Town of the Year Awards are really about recognising the importance of primary industries, and it also gives their communities an opportunity to really reflect on their own contribution because, you know, it's huge. We know how important agriculture is to our state's economy, and it gives individual towns a chance to sort of reflect on that and then, of course, receive public recognition of their town and their contribution. So it was really, really good to see, and I think Maipalonga is a very worthy recipient.
Yeah, what do you think it is about Maipalonga that got the judges' attention this year?
Well, I think it was a few things. Some of it was around the diversifying of the economy. So, for example, you know, we go back some years and dairy it was a main part of it, but they've diversified into buffalo milk and goat milk. But also the real community spirit and, for example, the entrepreneurship, the program they have at the primary school, encouraging the students there to be involved in selling produce and putting stuff together. It was a whole lot around that real strong community spirit, that willingness to branch out and look at different things. And that, of course, then also comes back to the resilience of the community.
So what does this recognition mean for them now? How will it benefit them for the next year?
So it's a couple of things. They get, obviously, the recognition through the awards. They also get a sign for the town entrance, recognising their achievement. And there's also a double-page feature in SA Life magazine. So it's a whole lot of opportunities to really promote their town and make sure that you know, the message is getting out there. And I think it's a real opportunity to encourage more people to come to the town, through tourism in particular. So there's a lot of benefits to the program.
With us at the moment is Minister Claire Scriven. Another great recognition for our region goes to a Langhorne Creek initiative, an SA wine tourism experience, Grapes for Good, which has won global recognition at the Best of Wine Tourism Awards in Argentina. Tell us about this one.
Yes, that's another huge win because, as you say, it is global recognition. I'm sure some of your listeners are aware of Grapes for Good because it uses South Australian wine to highlight the plight of endangered animals. And it started off when Kimbolton Wines joined forces with ZUSSA back in 2021, using a TAB SAV to raise funds for cheetah conservation. And since then it's grown, so it's now a partnership between six Langhorne Creek wineries. And what they do is they donate part proceeds of a limited edition wine to conservation work for a different threatened species, still in partnership with ZUSSA. And the artwork on the bottles features the threatened species. So it's really innovative. It's, you know, partnering wine and endangered species conservation. So that's really quite incredible. And so that was recognised, as you say, at a gala dinner in Mendoza, Argentina last week. And that's part of the Great Wine Capital's annual conference, so an international conference for wine. South Australia is part of the Great Wines Capital Global Network, which is a huge achievement in itself. That happened, I think, around about 2016, if I remember correctly. And there's only a handful of places around the world that are part of that Great Wine Capitals network, you know, places like Bordeaux and Napa Valley and South Australia.
Oh, wow. So as it should be.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's another wonderful network. And to have a South Australian initiative win in that international environment is another huge feather in our cap.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me on the program today, Minister Claire Scriven.
My pleasure. Thank you.